You're listening to Sydney's Best Breakfast, Ben Fordham Live. And now, the US Report.
Well, it's not often we hear about judges being in trouble with the law, but you've got two judges in the US who've been ordered to pay more than $200 million in damages. What did they do wrong, Harley?
About as bad as you could ask. These are a couple of judges in Pennsylvania. They were part of a scheme to send children, juveniles, who were brought before them, promptly to jail for profit. And they took kickbacks, so they were getting rich doing it. It was just so reprehensible.
Who was paying them the kickbacks?
The privately run jails.
Wow.
So they're you know, Western Pennsylvania Child Care and Pennsylvania Child Care, those are two, they're you know, related facilities. They're juvenile detention centers, and they were run for profit. The county, the government decided, we can farm this job out. There are privately run prisons in America, so they figured if it works for the big prisons, it ought to work for the juveniles as well. So they did that, and it saves the county and it saves the states lots of money, because they just they pay somebody else to take care of the problem. Well, if you've got hundreds of kids who come before you for all manner of crimes, little things mostly, things like truancy, petty theft, jaywalking, smoking on school grounds, the judges would order them handcuffed, shackled, and taken away without a chance to even put up a defense or say bye-bye to mom and dad.
What a scandal. And they have now been ordered to pay $200 million in damages, compensation, call it whatever you want. And they deserve every single bit of that punishment, Harley, no doubt about it. An extraordinary story. Now, there's another court issue going on at the moment involving Mariah Carey.
Sometimes I like Mariah Carey, sometimes I don't. I love her voice. She's a great talent. She wants to be known officially as the Queen of Christmas. So she's applied for a trademark that says so. She's very impressed with herself. All I Want for Christmas Is You was and is one of the biggest songs of the holiday season. And I think this just proves all she really wants for Christmas is herself. Some other singers are challenging this, contesting it. Darlene Love, you know that name. She's been around singing more than 52 years. She's 81 years old now. She has her own big Christmas hits, almost as big. Elizabeth Chan released an album years ago called The Queen of Christmas. David Letterman dubbed Darlene Love the Queen of Christmas nearly 30 years ago, before Mariah even had her hit. And you've got, of course, Darlene Love is saying, look, I feel very strongly no one person should hold on to anything Christmas or monopolize. She said it's not just the music business. She's trying to trademark this in every imaginable way: clothing, liquor products, masks, dog collars. It's all over the map. And she had a wonderful point. She said, if you knit a Queen of Christmas sweater, you ought to be able to sell it on Etsy or eBay or whatever to anybody else so they can buy it for their grandmother without having to make sure that you put money in Mariah Carey's pocket.
Yeah, I think someone should tell Mariah that the original Queen of Christmas is Mrs. Claus, Harley, and she was around a long time before Mariah was. We love her music, though, as you point out, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Right, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Good on you, mate. There you go. Harley Kearns in the US and Mariah Carey. How long have we got now until Christmas? Just 129 days.